The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've been through Snowmageddon, the Siberian Express, the Polar Vortex, and now we present you the latest meteorological name for winter.
We never expected to lead the broadcast with an attack by Godzilla.
Godzilla it is. More after this from Charlie. NASA climatologists have been examining their digital maps of the ocean and noticed that water temperatures in the Pacific are looking unusually warm, very much like they did in 1997 when we saw one of the strongest El Niños on record.
This will have a tremendous impact not only over North America, but over the entire planet.
NASA climatologist Bill Patzert. And just to make sure nobody missed his point,
this should turn into what I call a Godzilla event.
And that immediately caused an internet El Nino in the form of heated comments on social media saying scientists shouldn't be hyping the weather. That's the media's job. But if he's right and we're looking at a repeat of 1997, CBS correspondent John Blackstone, remind us what that was like.
San Francisco had its wettest winter in 120 years. Los Angeles got nearly a year's worth of rain in just 1 month.
But wait a second. That's precisely what California needs, isn't it?
Are our prayers going to be answered?
I think they're going to be answered, and I don't think it will be too much of a good thing.
That's John Monteverdi, who teaches meteorology at San Francisco State. His concern is that Godzilla might not trample California.
We've had strong El Niños where the storm track either went north to Alaska or went into Mexico.
By the way, for the record, Godzilla is not the official nickname for the current weather pattern. The official nickname for this year's El Niño is actually...
Lee, are you ready?
It's actually Bruce Lee. I hope your rain barrels can take it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.